Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My next guest is Owen S. Oakley, a wildlife research scientist at Oregon State who used artificial intelligence to create a more efficient process of identifying wildlife captured by motion-activated cameras in their natural habitat. Welcome, Owen.
Hey, thanks.
So tell me about your work at OSU.
Yeah, so, you know, I started like most people do in the wildlife field, where I was just kind of an intern sorting images. And there was some point where I just realized that this sucked. It was not a fun job. It took forever. And so I started on this project.
Hang on a second. When you say sorting images, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so camera traps are used in a lot of wildlife studies. They're low cost. They can be deployed, you know, in the tens. You can have like 50 of them on a project. But that comes out to a couple hundred thousand, a couple million photos that we need to go through and see what information we have to use. What animals are there, what animals are not there. And so my job was just sort of going through those and picking out where the bighorn sheep were.
Okay, so a couple million photos, over what period of time do you need to sift through to identify these animals?
Unfortunately, I didn't get through all of them in the end. This was a multi-year project, but my segment of it was about 8 months, and it was a lot of images.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. So every day you're showing up at work and you're sifting through these pictures and you're trying to identify the animals within them.
Yeah. Okay. And there was just some point where I realized that it could be done in a better way. And so AI seemed to be the most reasonable solution.
Okay, I get that. You're sitting there, you've got to be thinking, man, there's got to be a better way to do this. So what'd you come up with?
So when I was doing some research, we found that there was a lot of stuff already out there. There was a lot of programs that, you know, were able to classify maybe 10, 20, 30, even more species. But when we actually put them into practice, we didn't find that they were very effective. Maybe they got a 50% success rate where they were doing the right thing. And that's just not good enough. What we ended up doing was we focused in on a specific species, the desert bighorn sheep, in a specific environment, the desert, and we're able to retrain a program to classify photos as, is there a bighorn or is there not a bighorn, to a 90% accuracy with a fraction of the amount of training data.
That's pretty amazing. So how did you do that?
Well, it was really a matter of changing the approach. See, I'm not a programmer, and I think when it comes to AI, we take our eyes off the ball sometimes. We're focused more on what this program could possibly do rather than how we can actually use it. Our focus was more on making it a practical thing to use, something that people could actually utilize to enhance their research. And so we focused on the training of the program, how we're using it, and how we're interpreting the results to improve its worth rather than, you know, going back into the code and making some tweaks.
Okay, so how many images can your app, how many images can it look at any given time, whatever the time frame is, and get that 90% accuracy output?
Yeah, so the program we used was called Deep Sheep. It was developed by Will Glad, who's a co-author on the paper.
I'm sorry, and say that again slowly.
It's called a Deep Sheep.
Got it.
And it was developed by Will Glad, who worked on the project with us. And it can classify somewhere in the realm of, I believe, around 5,000-6,000 images an hour.
Okay. And that's compared to how many can you do per hour?
Not 5,000-6,000. That's about how many I could do in a day, probably. Obviously, I don't have an exact amount that I could do in a day or in an hour, but it's a significant speed improvement, especially because we're just doing, is there a sheep or is there not a sheep?
So we're talking about an exponential increase in efficiency.
Absolutely. And even with, you know, even if it matched human time, it is better, but even if it matched human time to do this, it would be, it's a monotonous task, right? And people are so much more than a boring, monotonous task that doesn't take any brain power. So it will allow people to really apply themselves and work on research in a way that's more productive.
Okay, but someone's got to go through and making sure that the AI is correct.
Absolutely, but because it has such a strong accuracy, a 90% accuracy, the amount of review that's necessary is very minimal, especially considering that you can take this and segment it out, and then you only have to review certain aspects of it where it's important to. It can help determine where we need to be looking and parse down the data that way.
My guest is Owen S. Oakley, a wildlife research scientist at Oregon State who uses artificial intelligence to create a more efficient process of identifying wildlife captured by motion-activated cameras in their natural habitat. So, Owen, is this just used for bighorn sheep, or can it be used for other wildlife as well?
So this specific program is only used for bighorn sheep. However, there are other programs out there that have similar applications for other species. And we believe the approach we took in this study could be applied to other species.
Okay, so how do you think your invention, I'm calling it an invention, I don't know, maybe it's just an innovation of something that already exists, but either way, how will this be used going forward at OSU?
Yeah, I'd describe it as an innovation or just a new perspective, really, because we're not making anything. We're using something in a different way and applying it in a more efficient way. Going forward at OSU, this will help us take these long-term studies. For instance, the photos used in the study were taken over a 10-15-year period, and it'll allow us to look at these photos more effectively, go through them, sort out what we need, and actually find what we need to be looking for in the data.
Do you anticipate that other institutions and organizations will use your AI-powered app?
So this study was done in conjunction with the National Park Service and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Mm-hmm. As of yet, I'm not entirely certain if they're planning to implement it, but it is out there for them to implement, and they do have connections to us, so I imagine that it likely will be.
Will your name be attached to it?
Given my name is attached to the study, yes, it will.
So why is it important to survey animals in their natural habitat anyway?
Well, there's a lot we don't know about the natural world, and it can be sort of difficult to get that information with other types of monitoring. Camera traps are very non-invasive. You just put them there and walk away, and you can see what the animals are doing in their natural environment without being disturbed by people. They can produce a huge amount of data at a minimal cost. And so they're just a very efficient way of getting information regarding the animals in their natural habitat.
Okay, so I understand that you're nearing graduation. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week.
So what will your degree be in?
It'll be in fisheries, wildlife, and conservation sciences.
And what's next after graduation?
So starting in the fall, I'll be moving to El Paso, Texas, to go to the University of Texas at El Paso and pursuing an ecology and evolutionary biology PhD.
So what happens to the work that you've sort of pioneered there at OSU?
It will be continuing to some extent at the University of Texas.
Oh, you're taking it with you?
Waterfowl. Yeah, taking it with me. And I'm working on waterfowl this time, trying to identify specific features of an animal rather than the entire animal, to see if we can further improve.
Oh, wait, Owen, what about the bighorn sheep here?
The bighorn sheep here have a ton of people working on them, and I will still be collaborating with some of the people from OSU as well.
They're going to miss you. Tell me about your team.
The team who worked on this project?
Yes.
The team who worked on this project was comprised of people from a couple different organizations. First of all, there's me. There's Dr. Christina Aiello, Dr. Clint Epps, and Kyle Perkins from Oregon State University. This was effectively a team made up of Dr. Clint Epps, who owns the lab, Dr. Christina Aiello, who majorly helped with this project, and one of my friends, Kyle Perkins, who was a huge asset to me in the stage of this project where we had to go through the data ourselves. We also had Richard Ionello and Neil Darby, who provided us images from the National Park Service and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Okay. So it sounds like you had a very supportive team.
Absolutely. We had, you know, we had this really nice structure. Oh, sorry. And Will Glad, who developed the program we focused on.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Owen.
Yeah, thank you.
My guest was Owen S. Oakley, a wildlife research scientist at Oregon State University.